Yeshua Katz, Pashas Re'e. Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for staying. The theme that I've been that it's Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, I thought I would speak on the why Elul is called Elul, but it's only on one condition. I once heard from the Gates of Rav, the previous Gates of Rav, Rabbi Salah Rachel Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, he said, why is it that when speakers begin to speak, they speak quietly, and as they get into their stride, they begin to speak a bit more loudly? And he said that the reason is that the speaker is listening to his own words, and he's quite impressed by them, and it's making an impact on him, and he's getting a chizuk from his own words, and therefore he speaks a bit more loudly. So there's one person here who needs to hear these divrei chizuk, which I hope I would be able to give, and that person is myself, and on that condition we'll present these few words. The question is, why is it called Elul? And we know that the Mechaber brings down in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, B'Shem De Arizal, that Elul is Ani L'doi, one of the reasons we call Elul is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. This apostle can Shir HaShirim, that I am for my beloved, as my beloved is for me. And all the Meforshim explain that the Doidi refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and but in any Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, when we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, how does one come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How does one come close to that Doidi? And the answer is that one comes close to the Doidi, the human Doidi, in whom there is a Tzelem Elokim, that Bein Adam L'Chaveroi brings us closer to Bein Adam L'Makom. So Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li also applies on the human level, that we have to look for the doidi in each other, because everybody's created B'Tselem Elokim. Everybody's created B'Tselem. Is everything okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Can't see you.
Everything's perfect.
Thank you. We have to look for the doidi in each other, and by looking for the doidi in each other, Ani L'doidi, I look for the doidi in my fellow human being, in my fellow Yid, the doidi Li, and he comes closer to me, and as a result, we both come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Mokom are evenly matched, and you can't have one without the other. And that is if we can fulfill that, if we can in some way improve in this area, then we've fulfilled Elul. That's Elul. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. And if we can give each other this chizuk and we can find a way to come closer to each other, then we have fulfilled what the Arizal says is the whole purpose, the mission statement, if you wish, of Elul. Elul is that. And then we can come to Rosh Hashanah, Be'ezus Hashem, and Yom Kippur with a certain surety, with a kind of certainty I have fulfilled in these few weeks that lead up to Rosh Hashanah what the Torah wants from me. And just to give you a few sources, to share a few sources with you on how we see that Ben Adam L'Chaveroi and Ben Adam L'Mokom go hand in hand. So, So we have the very famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the Ger came to Shammai. The stories of how the Ger came to Shammai, and he said, Gaireini Amanash Shetalamdeini Kalatoira Kula Kishani Oimed Al Regal Achas. Can you please explain to me the whole Torah why I stand on one leg? So it says the Gemara Dochvoi Ba'amas Abinyan Shebiyodoi. Shammai pushed the Ger, or the prospective Ger, away with the Amas Abinyan. And the Meforshim says, I think it's the Marshal who says, that the, what was, what, why does the Gemara say that Shammai was holding an Amas Abinyan? What's the significance of that? So I heard that just like a building, if Ger wants to come and stand on one leg and expect to learn Torah, nothing can stand on one leg. A pyramid doesn't stand on its on its tip. The reason why pyramids stand, have a broad base. It's got more than one thing to stand on. Torah isn't one thing. There's the, and just like a building needs firm foundation, so does Torah. And I once heard from Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zechus Tzadik Brocha, he said, what do you mean you're coming to, you want to learn Torah on one leg? Amas Abinyan, I'm a builder. He was a builder. And you can't become a builder overnight, although the, there are some builders who one suspects have got that experience. And but it takes time to become a builder. You need time to become. So he pushed him with the Amas Abinyan. Barlifnei Hillel, he came before Hillel. And the Gemara says, Gaira, he was Megai him. Oh my Lord, Da'alei soni lechavret lo savid. What to you is hateful, don't do to your chava. Zuhi kol ha-Torah kula, v'idach perushahi. The whole Torah is, don't do to somebody else what you would not like to be done to you. This is the whole Torah. Zil Gemara, go and learn it, says Rashi. So Rashi says, how can Da'alei soni lechavret lo savid? Chavret is ben odin lechaveroi. So how's that kol ha-Torah kula? Where's the Beit Adam Lamokim? And if not for Rashi, we wouldn't be able to say these words. It says Rashi, Re'acho v'Re'a Avicho al ta'azoiv. Don't leave away, don't ignore the friend, your friend and the friend of your father. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi. Al ta'avoir al devorov. Don't go against his words. Sharei Alecha Sono, you wouldn't like it, someone Shayava Chaverecha Al Devarecha. You wouldn't like someone to ignore you. Don't ignore the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't like to be ignored. We all like to be taken noted of. So Da'aleich Soni L'Chavreich Lo Savi. When you become closer to your Chavreich in this world, then Kaviyachol, when comes closer to Chavreich, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. This is the words of Rashi. So therefore, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li means by coming close to my Doidi in this world, my neighbour, my human neighbour, I become closer to Avinu Shebashamayim. Another way we can understand this, I once heard from Rabbi Matis Yor Solomon, Zolazayim Gesund. He says, B'Shem, this is the B'Shem the B'nei Soschar. He said, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim, he had two tablets of stone. We know that the Aseret HaDibros were two. Another raya, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Mokom, but they were on two tablets. And the B'nai Soscha says we can assume that the writing on each tablet filled out the whole space. Now, in the Bein Adam L'Mokom, there are 146 words. And on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's only 26. So assuming that the words filled out the whole space, the writing on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro side would have been larger than the writing on the Bein Adam L'Mokom. What is the significance of that? So he said, because when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, people would have been straining their eyes to see what's written on these. What would be the first side they would see first? Pashtus. If it's only 26 letters filling the space, they would see the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro first, and then they would read the small print and see the Bein Adam L'Mokom. What's the significance of that? So there's many pshatim, but to teach you, because people would think, oh, the Aseret HaDibros, this must be how to bring us closer to Hashem. And Hashem says, yes, this is how you come closer to me, Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And therefore, it was the first eye test, if you wish, that the Klal Yisrael had, and this showed us by the Aseret HaDibros being larger on that side than that. It shows you, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't overlook Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Ben Adam Mokum, of course, you're going to fulfill. You're going to be medactic in halacha, as we've just heard the Shia, how to be medactic in this halacha, that halacha. But in Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, you may think it's not so important. So to teach you that it's actually equal. Again, we see by the Keruvim, and another raya, the pasuk says that the Keruvim on the Aron HaKodesh were porosei chanafayim lamala, their wings spread upwards, upneihem ish el ochid, that they were facing each other, to show that however much we want to go towards to Shemayim, to become Jehovah and a people, upneihem ish el ochid, it must never be at the expense of our Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Another indication we can see, this is from Rav Samson Foel Hirsch, in the Pasuk describes the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi, v'ata isha v'atelet bein. Nowhere in the Torah is anybody's birth described in these terms. A man got married, and they had a child, and she bore a child, and this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was, says Rav Hirsch, why is Dafke Moshe Rabbeinu described the marriage and the birth, etc.? So he says, Lahoitse milibon shall noitzrim, because there is another religion out there who say the only way you can become a godly person is if one doesn't have human parents. That's the whole foundation of Christianity is based on this idea that the founder of their religion didn't come into this world quite in the usual way. And the Torah says, Chas v'shalom, that if, of course one wants to become a great godly person, but it's in the human way. The Moshe Rabbeinu, he had all his Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. He was a son, he was a brother, he was an uncle, he was a nephew, he was a husband, he was a father. He had all, and he fulfilled all the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi requirements. And then the Torah ends off, Zois HaBrocha Asher Berach Moshe Isha L'Kim. Yes, he became the Isha L'Kim, but he was a person of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. It was never the expense of his humanity, and on the contrary, that's how one becomes an Isha L'Kim. A person becomes an Isha L'Kim through their Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, it begins in this world and it brings us closer to Avinu Shebashamayim. We see by David HaMelech says, Es Aleich Lifnei Hashem V'Arzoi Sachayim, please Hashem, let me walk before you V'Arzoi Sachayim, says Rashi, this is Eretz Yisrael. Because when at a certain period in his life, he had to run away from Eretz Yisrael. Shegev Shuni Oyvai, says Rashi, I was chased away, and I want to go back to Eretz Yisrael to be amongst my people. Es Aleich Lifnei Hashem Baratzos Achaim, because by mixing together with Klal Yisrael, I can come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I once heard by a nice idea in Kiddush Levona. In Kiddush Levona, it's b'shem the Levush, because we make a bracha over to thank Ribbono Shel Olam for the moon, and then we turn to whoever's near to us, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. So what's the Shalom, what's this all about? So the Levush says, you've just now come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because making a bracha with Kiddush Levona, it's like being mekabel pnei shechina. So you had an aliyah in Bein Adam L'Mokum, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. I want to have an aliyah in Bein Adam L'Chaveroi too. The one is never at the expense of the other. I need the doidi li. So therefore, this is just a quick tip of the iceberg to show how important Bein Adam L'Chaveroi is in our wishing to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I want to expand a little bit. How do we go about doing this? How do we come closer? What ideas can we share together? And I was just thinking that even when you give another Yid a smile, even smile, you have to speak to anybody just by smiling at somebody. The Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu was giving a bracha to Yehuda, so he says, Chachlili einayim miyayin, his eyes are red from wine, uleven shinai mecholov, and his teeth have become white through milk. And the Gemara in Ksuba says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Toiv hamalbin shinayim lechaveroi, uleven shinayim, the Chazal make a play on words, so to speak. So if Hamal bin Shinav Lachaveri, when you smile at somebody, Yoisim in Mashkeu Cholov, Leven Shinayim Mecholov, Libun Shinayim, the white of the teeth, when you have your teeth cleaned and you show them to somebody, it's meant to cheer them up, so make sure they're nice and clean. Shinema Leven Shinayim Mecholov, Altikra Leven Shinayim Ella, the Libun Shinayim. So I was just thinking, there are many gates to greatness, and now we have a new one, it's called Colgate, and therefore by making a nice, giving them someone a nice smile, and you make them feel greater, so this is Ani Ledoi Di Ledoi, just by giving a nice smile. But the other way is the way we speak, and I just want to concentrate for a few minutes on this aspect of speech. Where does speech come from? I was in a car recently, and there was a radio. The radio was on, and the program was speaking about how is it that gorillas can't speak. And there was a whole discussion. Experts were pondering because gorillas resemble human beings very much, and if you look in the outside world, you can appreciate why they have this feeling. And they were saying that they have a voice box, a larynx. The gorilla, the ape, has the same as we do. Why can't they talk? And there was a whole discussion, and there was, really having a very deep and philosophical discussion about it. The answer is very simple. The answer is simply they don't have a neshama. The Pasuk says, "Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim," and Hashem breathed into the person a neshama, and the Targum says, "Liruach memalalah." This is the ability to speak. If you have a neshama, you can talk. If you don't have a neshama, and an animal doesn't, it can't speak. It can make grunts and squeaks and moos and etc. But it can't write poetry, it can't express an emotion. The word to parrot means to play, it can imitate. But it can only hear what you... It's got a certain ability to record and replay back to you. But it can't originate its own, and that's so you never have to tell a parrot to be quiet. But the point is, and that we need a neshama. Words come from your neshama, and if words come from the neshama, they go into the neshama. And I thought of I'm wondering if you agree with me on this. Al kei nevarim shepilakta banu. We in nishma. Thank you, Hashem, for the evarim which you have assigned to me, the ruach and the neshama shenafachta ba'peinu, and thank you for the ruach and the neshama which you have breathed into me, the loshna shesamto befinu, and for the tongue that you've emplaced in our mouth. So I was thinking, where's this? What's the loshna shesamto? You just said evarim, al kein evarim shepilakta banu, the ruach and the neshama. So that's two: the physical and the neshama. So what's the ruach and the loshon asher samta befinu? Where's that? And I think the answer is it's an extension of ruach and neshama. The ruach and neshama shenafach ba'peinu, and because I have a neshama, the loshon asher samta befinu. That this, although it's part of my, although it's a physical part of my body, it's actually attached to my neshama. And therefore, if not for the neshama, it wouldn't work. I wouldn't be able to speak. You wouldn't be able to understand. We wouldn't be able to. This is a gift which the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us. And therefore, because speech comes from the neshama, it goes into the neshama. The neshama is very delicate, and as it says in Mishlei, Moves v'chaim biyad loshoy. And whenever I come across this pasuk, it's a little bit scary. Moves v'chayim biyad loshen. And whenever I've taught this in school, I say to the Talmidim or Talmidos, what's the scariest word in that pasuk? So inevitably people say moves. And I said, no, I think it's biyad, that the tongue has got hands. That in the same way you can make an impact on people physically, either nicely or harshly. So similarly with the tongue. Chaim v'moves biyad lashoy. And I wanted to say in Bederach Sachos, in a light-hearted way, but I think there's a shtickel emes. The Rav Hirsch says when words are connected phonetically, they are linked together. There is a link. He has that mahalach. So I'm going to suggest again, not saying this is Torah's emes, but it's Eshet's Korav emes. And that is the two words kol, which means voice, and kol, which means everything. Kaf lamed and kuf vav lamed, they're very closely connected. And in a certain way of pronunciation, they do sound the same, koil or kol and kol. And I wanted to suggest that voice and everything is because your voice is everything that you are. What represents you more than anything else is your voice. When you pick up the phone and you say, it's Yeshua Katz here. I don't say it's my voice. What do they hear? They hear the dulcet tones floating down the airwaves, and your voice goes into that, and you say your name. This is Katz. This is me. And it's your voice, because Cole, your voice is everything you are. And when you speak nicely, you give a good impression of yourself, and if Chas V'Shalom, if I get, then you give a bad impression of yourself. It's the way one speaks to each other, which defines a human being. And therefore, if we get it right, we elevate ourselves and others around us, and if we don't, Chas V'Shalom. And our feelings are very, we all need a chizuk. I'm a very recent arrival in Manchester. We've only been here a couple of years, and we've lived in London for many years. And a little bit, when Hashem said to Avram, Lech lecha, me'atzecha, me'latzecha, me'beis avicha, la'oret hasha'arecha, so we moved from London to Manchester. And in Manchester, you live in a place, we lived in London for 38 years, you become a bit well known, and you're part of the furniture, so to speak. And I was sitting in a shul in Manchester, and I was feeling very lonely. I actually was feeling that I didn't have my old, as someone said, it's very hard to make old friends. And I was sitting, and I was feeling a little bit lonely. And at that moment, a yid came over, and I'm not going to say who it is, perhaps it's somebody sitting here, and said, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Katz, it's so nice to see you. I can't tell you how that cheered me up. We all need a chizuk. I'm not a youngster, I don't feel, unsure of myself, but we all are vulnerable. And at that moment, I really did feel a little bit lonely, and that, good morning, Shalom Aleichem, nice to see you, it gave me a tremendous chizuk. And whenever I see that yid, I always thank him for just at that particular moment, it was, and it's so easy, you see somebody, and you wish him Shalom Aleichem, you give them a smile, and I need the doidi, the doidi lidi, Ribbon Shem loves it when we look after each other and give each other a chizuk. Just to show you how words have an impact, that in the biography of Reb Nosson C. Finkel, Zecher Tzad Livracha, there's a beautiful story of there was a bacher from America, and he came to Erev Pesach, and he was going back to America, and he went to see the Rosh Yeshiva to ask him whether he should come back next month. There was a bit of a proshas derochim, should I go, should I stay in yeshiva, should I do other things? And he wanted to ask Reb Nosson C. what he should do. So, as we understand, Lo'aleinu l'aleichem, Reb Nosson C. was a Bal Yisurin, and he came to see him in his flat, and he said to Rosh Yeshiva, should I come back next man after Yom Tov? Reb Nosson C., yes, you should, in a very low voice. The Avrech, the young man, went away feeling that, yeah, okay, the Rosh Yeshiva said yes, but he didn't feel that, you know, that somehow that this was the definitive answer that he was looking for. As he's walking away down the street, he hears running behind him, and it's one of the B'nai Ba'is, says, come back, the Rosh Hashi wants to speak to you again. And he went back upstairs, and the Rav Nosson Tzvi beckoned him to come listen to him, and he said, I want you to come back, and I will be waiting for you. And when the Bacha heard those words, and I will be waiting for you, that gave him the impetus, the chizuk. He really felt, and it just shows you the gadlus of Rav Nosson Tzvi, that even with all his yisurin, he pondered over that conversation. Have I been yoitzer, what this Bacha was asking? Have I been given him the chizuk that I wanted to give him, that he wanted to feel? No, I haven't. And he called him back. And that changed the course of his life. I will be waiting for you. Those extra few words of chizuk, ani ledoigi vedoigi li, brought the Bacha back to yeshiva, and obviously brought him back to it became a Torah, and obviously just those few words. I once read a story. It's interesting, with all the stories of the Gedolim, the stories of the Gedolim always focus on the Ben Amul Chaveroi. Yeah, because that is the essence of a gavul, how much we interact with other people. I once read a story in the appreciation of Rabbi Victor Miller, a person phoned him from England, and he wanted a bracha from him, and he said to Rabbi Victor Miller, he said, I've heard 600 tapes, and I feel I'm a Talmud. And please may I have a bracha. And Rav Vigdeman said, how many? He said, 600. And Rav Vigdeman said, you're not a Talmud, you're my chavrusa. And he gave him a bracha. Okay? And I wrote in the following week, I said, no, I know that story is true, because I was the person who phoned. I was amazed how they knew it. And I was the person who phoned. And there must have been somebody else in the room who was listening to this conversation. It became part, it was actually published. I never submitted the story, but I know the story because it was me. And can you imagine phoning a Godel and saying, I feel like I'm your Talmud, and the Godel says, you're my Chavrusa. Whenever I say this, you can feel the warmth, that I need a doidi with doidi li, and when you get that warm feeling that someone has been makariv you, etc., then obviously it brings us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Da'alei soni l'chavrech lo savid. So we know we all have these lonely feelings occasionally, so we know what it feels like, so therefore let's be on the lookout to hold out the hand of friendship to other people. And it's no coincidence that we're in Sedra Devarim, not Sedra Devarim, the Sefer Devarim. This is the Sefer of the these few weeks is Devarim, how we speak to each other, so important. And in this week's Sedra, there's a very, what got me thinking on this whole theme was a beautiful Dvar Torah, which I heard, which is in the Sefer from Rabbi Avraham Tversky, and I'd like to share this with you. This shows you how important the Bein Odom L'Chaveira aspect is in our Bein Odom L'Mokem. The Pasuk says in Tesvav Yud Aleph, right towards the end of the Sedra, Ki yevecho evyon me'achad achecho v'achad sharecho v'atzecho asher Hashem l'kecho noisen loch lois ametzes levovecho v'lois sitpois etzodcho. It's really important to look after the poor people. That you should open your hand. There will never cease to be people who need your help in Eretz Yisrael. Al kein anoichi mitzavacha leimoir. I command you, saying, Pasayach tiftach es yodacha, open your hand, lachicha, laniecha, levioncha, baratsecha, to those people who need your help. So the literal translation is, I instruct you to say, you shall open your hand to your needy and poor brethren. So Rav Tversky brings from the from Rav Yitzchak Kalishevorky. He says that so giving the money is so. The question is, what's the leimoyer? Al kein anochi mitzavacha leimoyer. Leimoyer normally means to svaydav Hashem al Moshe leimoyer. Something you should say to somebody else. So what's the leimoyer here? Anochi mitzavacha pesach tiftach. Where's the leimoyer here? What are we expected to say here? So he says that when a person comes to your door, to ask for money is a humiliating experience. To knock on someone's door, and when one opens the door, he doesn't always get the greatest smile. Dealing with Moshe Lachim is not always easy. And to be Chas HaShalom in that scenario where you are the Meshulach and you have to ask other people for money, it's not easy at all. And therefore, it's important when you give him the money to give him a chizuk too. Therefore, the leimoyer is as follows. When you give the poor man the money, says the Rebbe Vorki, Anochi Mesapo Leimor, this is what you should say to him. One day, in the same way that I'm helping you now, one day you will help other people. One day, in the same way I'm helping you, you will be able to help other people. And you're giving him a bracha. Not only are you giving him the money, you're not only giving him a refuas haguf, you're giving him a refuas hanefesh too. You're saying that you won't always be this way. That even though now you're in this matzav, I'm giving you a brocha, pasach tiftach leimoyer. I'm giving you a brocha that one day, be'ezus Hashem, your matzav will change and you'll be in a position to help other people. Imagine how that person will go away from your door with such a brocha, with a voucher in his pocket and a few words in the heart. As Rabbi Victor Miller once said, on that idea of Leven Shinaim Mecholov, that it's more important to smile than to give milk. So in his inimitable style, Rabbi Miller said, when you give a person a glass of milk, where does the milk go? The milk goes into it's calcium and it goes into your bones. Milk strengthens a person, but your smile goes into his neshama. And therefore, by saying leimoy poseach tiftach es yadecha, that you will one day be able to help other people, you've given him a chizuk in Gashmias and in Ruchnias too. And this is the ani ledoidi ledoidi li. And I wanted to say that again, this leimoy is an interesting. It got me thinking. And again, b'derech efsha. Let's look at the story of Yosef. How did Yosef, when Yosef came to the butler and the baker, he said as follows. Vayavo aleim Yosef baboike. Yosef came to the butler and the baker in the morning. Vayavin am zoyafim. He noticed they were sad. And it always makes me think the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. He's in prison. He's not being given a prison sentence. He doesn't know when he's going to finish. He doesn't know whether today, tomorrow, ever, will I ever come out of it? He wasn't given a prison sentence. This shir is destined to finish in about 5 minutes. If I would say to you, it's not going to finish in 5 minutes, it's going to finish when I feel like it, then right now, people will be getting nervous. How long will this go on? How long is it going to speak for? You know, you like to know what you're in for. So he had enough reason to be in himself miserable. He noticed they were sad. And he said to the butler and the baker who were with him in prison, meaning he was there too. He had enough reason to sit in his own little winkle and moan. Beis Adonav leimoyer. Again, you see the word leimoyer. Madua panechem roim hayoyim. Why are you sad today? So this leimoyer stands out. I think the Ramban says leimoyer. He had to say it because he felt that there was an opportunity to make a kiddush Hashem over here. So therefore, the leimoyer is stressing. But I want to say, in using the vort of the vork of the Rebbe, Leymar, that we too should be people, Leymar, that Yosef HaTzadik is hinting to us, that we too should be Leymar people, Madua Panechem Roim Hayoim, even though we may not be feeling too well ourselves, we may have our own worries, nevertheless to reach out to somebody else, Madua Panechem Roim Hayoim. Some people are cheerful, we know that, and some people love to be miserable. I remember hearing the apocryphal story of two ladies met in the doctor's surgery. One said, "Oh, I haven't seen you for such a long time." And the other lady says, "I know, I've been well." So if Yosef HaTzadik was in his own matzav, was able to put his own worries to one side, Madua Panechem Roim Hayoim, why are you not feeling so good today, even though we've got our own peckle? Nevertheless, this is the Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. This is what it's all about. To bring this to a conclusion, as I said I would, I want to just bring one raya, and then we'll finish another raya. The Pasuk says, do this for homework, at the end of Yeshua Yudalad, in the capital Yudalad, Pasuk Tesvov. V'shem chevron lefonim kiras arba, ha'odom ha'godol va'anokim hu va'aret shoktamil min luchoma. The chevron used to be called kiras arba, and Hagodam Hagodol Banokim, because there was a great giant, and the land was quiet. So the pasuk seems to be a little bit disjointed. So Bekitzer Rashi says that what does it mean? Hagodam Hagodol Banokim, and the land was quiet. Says Rashi, who was this great man? The Medrash Hagodah says Rashi, Hagodam Hagodol Avraham Avinu. This refers to Avraham Avinu. Who shegaram lehem shorav shaktamim milchama? Do you know why the land was quiet? Because of Avraham Avinu. Arboim shana, the land was quiet for 40 years. Shenis akvu bamidbar, we were delayed in the midbar 40 years, and therefore the land was quiet. The goyim could stay another 40 years in Eretz Yisrael. Bischar shekibdu es ozokein, because they gave him covered. Bekiras arba, this is in the pasuk. Sheomru loy. They said in Chevroin, Nasi Elikim Ata Besochenu. So Rashi is telling us a great secret here. We were in the midbar for 40 extra years because we listened to the Meraglim. And that's why we have to stay in the midbar. But the question is, why did the Goyim deserve to stay extra 40 years? There's two sides to the coin. We were delayed 40 years. But Bishazer, the Canaanim could live an extra 40 years in the Midbar. And so we know what we did wrong. What did they do good? And this is what Rashi is pointing out. This is what the Pasuk is teaching us. Because though the Goyim said when Avraham Avinu came to Beris Sora, and they said, Nasi Elikim Ata Besochenu, Nasi Elikim Ata Besochenu, four nice words, Menachem Oval. You spoke nicely to him. Therefore Hashem said, Bishaze, I'll give you 10 extra years, millions of people, 10 extra years for each word, and therefore we have to stay in the midbar 40 years as real. So there's always the Abisha runs two cheshbon. We know the negative, but the positive for the going to. Hashem loves it when we speak nicely to each other, and the schar is immeasurable. So may we all be zoicha in the month of Elul, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, and as the Abisha said to Moshe Rabbeinu, solachti kivarecha, on that day, I will forgive because of the way you spoke. So to help us, that we too should be zoicha this year, as a result of the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li coming close to each other, we should be zoicha solachti kidvarecha. The way we speak nicely should bring a kaporet for us all, and we should be zoicha to exceed the Sima Tova, Lonu L'chol Yisrael.
Can you just write it down your topic? What's his topic? What's his topic?